Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It is the 6th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 37 degrees, I'm sorry. I'm looking for a high of 43 and a low of 23. Same old weather. Rained the snow off yesterday. It'll probably come back tonight. Same old shit, different day. Anyway, we'll be right back and we'll go over and see what the Ministry of Lies, Alternate Propaganda, CNBC, CNN, and Fox have to offer today. We'll be right back.
The time to warm, may you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, over to the propaganda. Smoking gun Democrats prove White House censorship campaign to ban books on Amazon. And that's supposed to be some fucking surprise. This is by Kyle Becker, Trending Politics News. The White House has once again been exposed for violating the First Amendment. No, it's not the First fucking Amendment. You see, this is what these cocksuckers are here for. They know the fucking difference because they fucking live the fucking sovereignty, and they can get away with fucking murder, these Jew cocksuckers. No, it's not the First fucking Amendment. It's the fucking first article of the Bill of fucking Rights, motherfuckers. It has nothing to do with that goddamn Constitution. The Constitution did not grant it. We the people granted it to ourselves with our fucking guns, and we'll grant it back. We will enforce our fucking law, you son of a bitches. First article rights of Americans. The Biden administration isn't guilty of digital or social media censorship in this case, but banning books. Well, of course you're going to, in a fucking goddamn totalitarian communist fucking dictatorship, a fucking half communist, half fucking goddamn fucking fascist, and don't forget the goddamn fucking corporate motherfucking capitalist motherfuckers that are making all the money off this shit, that are making all the money off the fucking misery you're living every day. Trending Politics News, Kyle Becker, the White House has once again been exposed for violating the first article rights of Americans. The Biden administration isn't guilty of digital or social media censorship in this case, but banning books. House Representative Jim Jordan, Republic Ohio, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, revealed the disturbing case of the Biden administration unconstitutionally. That fucking Constitution has nothing to do with the people's fucking rights. It has to do with government fucking goddamn authority, which the government has no fucking authority because there is no goddamn authority granted by we the people. It was ratified by their fucking appointees, not by representatives of we the people. They cannot hand over our authority. They never fucking could, and they know it. Activity in a thread on the social media platform X, fuck your X. The Amazon files feeling pressure from the White House. Internal docs subpoenaed by judiciary GOP. See, here we go. Fucking, here we go. Fucking getting ready for that fucking good. I'm a boat and chains. You fucking retards. I've had enough of your fucking shit. I've had enough of you living the results of your stew fucking pity. Weaponization indicate that the Amazon bowed down to Biden. White House pressure to censor books. Never before released internal emails subpoenaed by the judiciary GOP. It's GOP. They're going to step in and say everything. It's GOP. Donald Trump, you know, the fucking perv, fucked his daughter's girlfriend. I mean, yeah, his daughter's girlfriend with her watching. You know, the fucking freak. You know, the fucker is going to come out. It's just like this whole goddamn convoy bullshit. This is just exactly what happened with the fucking Tea Party, isn't it? Same motherfuckers. Think they're going to come in. See, they showed their fucking platform. We're going to get rid of all the, you know, first thing's going to be deportation. Well, we're only going to deport the fucking rapists and the murderers. We're not going to deport none of that fucking goddamn slave labor that's killing your fucking people. It's killing our fucking people. And by the way, we need more money for fucking Israel because I'm the king of fucking Israel. Reveal that the Biden White House pressured Amazon to censor books that express views the White House did not approve of. It has some redacted documents. Is the Biden administration asking us to remove books? Andy Slavik, the senior Biden White House official who demanded that Facebook censor a meme and true information, was pursuing Amazon at the same time. On March 2nd, 2021, Slavik fired off an email demanding to know who he and his White House colleagues could take to the company, could talk to at the company, the high level levels of propaganda and misinformation and disinformation. Fuck you. We know all this fucking shit. And reading it over and over and over again is not going to fucking change it. You fucking people would better get, you know, hey, make up your fucking mind. Are you going to fucking die on your feet or live on your fucking knees? Because that's where we're at. We're at fucking war. And we're playing fucking games here. No two ways about it. Okay. Israeli lawmakers push to punish denying or downplaying October 7th with 5 years in prison. Oh, just like your holla fucking hoax. You motherfuckers, you might even believe what you want. You will speak what your fucking masters tell you to fucking speak. This is by Chris Manahan, or Manahan. Damn, information liberation. Israeli lawmakers are moving forward with a bill to punish those accused of denying or downplaying Israel's narrative of October 7th with 5 years in prison. You will accept the fucking narrative, or you will do the time in the fucking gulag. Israel's Knesset approves a bill which punishes the denial or downplaying of Israeli narrative of October 7th by up to 5 years in prison, the Palestinian Quds news network reported. The approved bill is one out of three bills that included the expulsion of families of Palestinians who resist imprisonment for those who deny Israel's narrative of October 7th and compensation for a notorious Zaka organization. So, yeah, and we'll pay for it. Don't you fucking worry, man. We're getting the money together for you, buddies. The Zaka unit is notable for pushing some of the most ridiculous atrocity propaganda about Hamas, beheading babies and cutting the baby out of a pregnant woman's womb. From the Jerusalem Post, Israeli Ministerial Committee approves imprisonment for denying October 7th. Zaka compensation. Well, you might can do it over there. You can't do it here. I got something called the first article, you motherfuckers. And I deny it. I say it was a fucking false flag. I say you run Mossad and Hamas. You created them both. This was a fucking goddamn excuse to fucking commit genocide. You don't care if you kill a few of your own people. You're fucking animals. The bill approved by Yirel by Tina M.K. Oded for a four-year prohibits the denial of October 7th. Fucking deny the sun came up in the fucking morning. Fuck you. Massacre, according to the proposal, anyone who publishes in writing or orally things that it deny the massacre or downplay it or publishes praise, sympathy, or identification with the actions committed by Hamas in the events of that day will be sentenced to 5 years in prison. You will not fucking go against the Zafir's fucking narrative, will you? The explanation for the bill reads, the denial of the massacre constitutes an attempt to rewrite history. No, you're the ones that want to. You know, you can't rewrite history. Your own fucking people ratted you out, you dumb fucking kike bastards. History already at the stage in an attempt to hide, minimize, and facilitate the crimes committed against the Jewish people in the state of Israel. Fuck you. The proposal by Likud M.K. Mushi Pascal gives financial compensation to Zaka, capital A, volunteers who volunteered for endeavors carried out by the organization during Operation Sword of Iron. Maybe these are the ones that killed the babies. They're going to get special fucking awards. There is no doubt that the volunteers took a significant part and did hard work with both physically and mentally. They were a significant part of the holy work for the people of Israel and worked together with the IDF, so they deserve to be rewarded in their important work, Pascal said. Probably, you know, like the settlers fucking killing babies and old people and pregnant women. You're fucking slime. The world knows you're fucking slime, Israel. You understand? Nothing's going to change that. No doubt they want to use the law to jail journalists from Haaretz and other Israeli news organizations which debunked much of the atrocity propaganda Israel put out on October 7th. You don't mess with our fucking propaganda and put you in jail for 5 years. Because we're democracy. You know, I watched the fucking... last couple of days, there was a new fucking Revolutionary War thing came out. And oh boy, in the fucking supposed in the Continental Congress, they're talking about this is going to be a democracy. Democracy, that is, I mean, you talk about fucking rewriting fucking history, and this is what your kids are going to watch. This is what your kids are going to know if you don't tell them better. What a crock of fucking shit. What a bunch of fucking... There are no founding fucking fathers except for the men that bled on the fucking field, and they bled for fucking the Bill of Rights, not some cocksucking rich man's fucking corporate fucking charter. The Times of Israel last week ran a piece arguing that questioning Israel's narrative on October 7th is a form of Holocaust denial. Oh, I deny the Holocaust. I say there were only 650,000 fucking Jews in all of fucking goddamn Europe when this was supposed to have occurred. That's what the fucking National Geographic said. Did you go after them for Holocaust? Now you fucking crybaby. Hoyts. Give me some money and blow up some children. And insisting that the big tech should do more to censor such unacceptable speech. Who are you telling is unacceptable? Oh, I'll bitch slap these motherfuckers. Let's go kick their fucking ass. It ain't fucking rocket science. Zionists have pushed for similar speech restrictions in America. Fucking do it. Please fucking do it. An American, America University of Pennsylvania law professor, Clara Finkelstein, wrote a column in the Washington Post last month demanding America scrap the First Amendment to protect the feelings of pampered Jewish Ivy League colleagues college students to try it. You just fucking do it. Do it, motherfucker. Because you will have to enforce it, and you will get your fucking heads blowed right off your fucking shoulders. Fuck you and fuck your kikes. Fuck the goddamn Jews you bow to. Fuck the Jews whose ass you suck, you son of a bitch and fucking traitors. With Israel's atrocity propaganda getting debunked in real time and their excuses for genocide being rejected by the overwhelming majority of the world, they're now demanding overt censorship and moving to jail whoever they can for exposing their lives. Well, you might do some jail some people over there in fucking Jewland. If you come to the fucking United States of America and try to tell us we can't speak any goddamn thing we want to fucking speak, try it. Give it a fucking go. You're all fucking mouth. You're all fucking nothing. Unless you're fucking killing babies, you ain't fucking tough at all, are you, Israel? Your fucking goddamn IDF is a bunch of fucking baby killers. I mean, that's real tough, man. I mean, you're like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, aren't you? You fucking bunch of sick pussy motherfuckers. If you can't stand off with the fucking tank and kill people, well, you're fucking completely out of luck now, aren't you? Go back over there. Okay, what else we got here? I take a drink of water. UK Online Safety Act grants MSM to publish propaganda and lies. Well, of course it does. It always has. All this new CNN, CNBC, and Fox is shit that this is stuff we've known for fucking years. They've been doing this for fucking years, right in fucking front of us. It's like everything else, and these guys come out, and they're going to be the new fucking, you're going to trust them, and right at the right time, you're going to go out and go, I'm going to vote. Yeah, am I right. That's what they're fucking praying for. That's what this fucking convoy was all about. It was, but they only got 2,000. 750,000? That's 2,000. That's government fucking numbers for you, isn't it? 2,000 is all they could muster. People are fucking fed up, and they're not going for this goddamn shit no more. It's like that poor lady on that fucking video yesterday. She figured it out the hard way, but by God, she got it out there, and a lot of people have seen it. A lot of people are going to fucking wake the fuck up and see that these are the same fucking people that hijack. You look at their fucking Trumpy's agenda. I mean, the movement has no fucking name. This is just the American Nationals taking, enforcing the fucking law, but you won't hear him say that. You won't hear him say fucking Bill of Rights, will you? Enforcing the Bill of Rights that you cannot come into this country and take from our people unless you do it as an individual free sovereign of this country, and you have to do it in a fucking common law court, and we get the complete due process of the fucking law, which allows us to countersue you for fucking treason and espionage and have you fucking hung. That don't sound too fucking good. But Trumpy Hill, dumb. What's he call him? Crooked Biden. He's playing these same fucking phony carnival barker fucking tricks, and it ain't going to fucking work. You got 2,000 dickheads, all that fucking, and I'm telling you, when something like this gets publicity from the fucking beginning, I mean, on every fucking news channel out there, and they were, they were going out there and they were talking to him and everything. This was pushed. This was a push to try to get the fucking goofy asses, the Trump tards. Well, I think you Trump tards are getting small in number. 2,000 is all you could fucking raise, really? You fucking punks. And you fucking rich son of a bitch, Ted Nugent, and you fucking rich bitch, you fucking Sarah Palin, who had a fucking Israeli flag sitting behind her desk when you were governor of fucking Alaska, you treasonous whore. I don't think the fucking people are believing your shit no more. UK Online Safety Act grants MSM to publish propaganda and lies. Well, of course it does. This is Sean Adel Tabatabadi. I can't see the guy's name. Tabatabai. The people's voice. We know what this is. And there's going to be a fucking, they're going to want you to join. Give them some fucking money. Join. You can even make a profit off this, people. Off this fucking misery we're living. You can make a fucking profit. Did you know that? The British government recently passed the Online Safety Act, which grants mainstream media outlets permission to publish government propaganda and lies, but outlaws independent media outlets from publishing the truth. Of course it does. What else would you what would you fucking expect? You're at war. I mean, you expect that fucking goddamn Tokyo Rose will come on and say, the Japanese are getting beaten. You know, fucking you guys are kicking our ass. You think that you're going to allow that? This is proper fucking ganda. This is the Ministry of Lies. This is the goddamn controlled opposition. Fucking independent media outlets from publishing the truth. According to the authoritarian new law, any independent media creator that publishes non-mainstream content online can be punished by up to a year in prison. This is in the UK, though. You got to expect it. You guys ain't fucking took that fucking king and stuffed his ass down the shitter yet. You're going to have this until you do. NatureNews.com reports, take a look at Section 179, making illegal to publish false information with intent to cause harm. And who's going to decide what's false? Well, the king, of course. And then look at Section 180, which exempts all mainstream media outlets from the new law. Well, they're not going to publish anything that they're not told to. They're the Ministry of Truth. I mean, the Ministry of Lies. It's kind of hard. It's confusing. It's called fucking propaganda. And that's without even getting into Ofcon's select committee or how they choose to define misinformation, how they choose to see, that's just like fucking public good, you know, for the what the hell is it? Anyway, it's an open-ended fucking goddamn misinformation. What is misinformation? This is not described, and they will not describe it, because anything, you could call it misinformation. You can even have an argument about it, but there's no solid facts involved in the fucking argument. So when it comes out in the end, we'll have a consensus. And the consensus is we have the fucking money. We bought up all the fucking outlets for the internet. We have taken over the fucking internet. We are CNBC, CBS, CNN, and fucking the Washington Post. And fucking this is what you got. Just what you used to, what you turned the TV off to get rid of. And that's okay. Welcome to the modern definition of freedom of speech, where the MSN are directly and explicitly permitted to knowingly publish false information and then with intent to cause non-trivial harm, and you can be sent to jail for a year for calling out their lies. What do you fucking expect? You know, you could start. I mean, all this stuff here is really fucking irrelevant. You know why it's happening? Because you fucking let it. Because you fucking will not fucking enforce your own goddamn law. You have the fucking means. You have the goddamn law. I mean, it's right there. It's yours. It belongs to you. Each individual one of you. But you got to fucking enforce it. You got to do more than polish those fucking guns. You got to shoot them. These motherfuckers, you think they're going to stop. They keep pushing, edging. You keep backing up and polishing your gun. Pretty soon you fall off the fucking cliff. You fucking won't even push back. Push them back hard. And then fucking charge at them and push them down again and push them down again and watch some motherfuckers run. Oh, and it looks like our friends across the pond might not be far behind. The big tech Senate hearings started yesterday, and social media executives are already throwing their support behind the new Kids Online Safety Act. We're going to do it for the kids. Well, the ones that aren't being fucking pedophiled and raped, you know, that 80,000 that's missing, 85,000, I think now. It's for the other kids. It's not for them, because they're being pedophiled. They're being fucking raped. They're being fucking beaten. They're being fucking chopped up for body parts. With the EU's own Digital Service Act coming into force later this month, and all the focus on misinformation, disinformation at Davos 2 weeks ago, we can see the real crackdown on internet free speech is about to kick into gear. Do it. I say you're a bunch of fucking cunts. I say you, I can sit here and say something all fucking day. Will you stop at words, or are you going to come and fucking give it a fucking go, you son of a bitch? Da-da. see what else we got here. Violent carjacking spree in D.C. continues, 57 incidents, so 2024 so far. And I'll read the first little bit of this. It's by Sarah, looks like Hegden, post-millennial. After former Trump official Mike Gill was killed Monday while sitting in his car, Washington, D.C.'s crime rate remains as high as the record-setting past last year, and it continues on to there. There's carjacking, of course, there's going to be. I mean, what's to stop them? I mean, you could take them, you arrest them and take them to jail, and they're coming out fucking 3 hours later, flipping you off, headed to Mexico, saying, kiss my fucking ass. Hey, by the way, give me another check. You've been genetically hijacked to produce Pfizer's Frankenstein proteins. Okay. I think there's two stories like that. Normalizing cancer for the masses, tens of thousands being diagnosed by accident, while they now tell us 50% of the population will get cancer, including the king. I wonder what 50% of the population put in their body to give them cancer. I don't know. But if it is going to be that way, as soon as you get the diagnosis, what do you have to lose going out and killing one of these motherfuckers that are killing you? I mean, we've talked about this before in other places. And when the time came, they didn't do it. They went straight fucking a mainstream fucking chemotherapy, everything they preached against, they went and did it. And nobody died, but the fucking guy had the cancer. And it's a shame because he was a pretty decent guy, actually. At U.S.-Mexican border with Arizona with the sheriff, and this is like a fucking hour and something video. I didn't watch it all. I watched a little bit of it. But we know. What are you going to tell us? That they're fucking still invading our fucking country? Is that what it is? The IDF have forced over 1 million Palestinians into the safe zone in Rafah. Their children run for their lives as leaflets fall over their tents. There is nowhere to hide. The Zionists are going to slaughter more innocent children. Well, of course they are. It's called fucking genocide. They don't call it genocide because they're going to kill a few. They aim to kill every fucking one of them. Genocide, genocide, genocide. And fucking here's the world setting back. Oh, the world. I'm going to do it again. I haven't done it in fucking about a week or so. Maybe I did it. I don't know. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to condemn this. Now I feel so much fucking better, man, about all those dead little fucking babies, little kids with their arms and legs blowed off, and knowing that the goddamn United States of the fucking the corporate United States, the United States Corporation, supplied the fucking goddamn planes, the bombs, the tanks, everything to fucking blow these little children's fucking arms off. I'm condemning it, people. I have to. I mean, damn it. I mean, they don't want to make me have to condemn too many fucking things because I'm a condemner. Schumer passed Israel-Ukraine bill, aid bill, or U.S. troops could be sent to fight in the front lines. Well, Chucky Schumer, I got news for you, motherfucker. But how are you going to send people who are shooting at your ass? You try to fucking make us go to the fucking Ukraine or something to break our kids? Every one of us open up on your fucking ass. Got it, motherfucker? Then you'll have a two-front fucking war. And when we let loose on your fucking ass, it's going to be 590 square fucking miles of motherfuckers wanting to fucking put your goddamn treasonous asses in the fucking ground. Got that, motherfucker? You try and take our children to go die in your for fucking money and nothing else. You try it, you son of a bitch. I'm one American national motherfucker that will shoot your fucking ass dead. You come and try to take my fucking children, grandchildren, I put a bullet through your fucking head. If we fight on this fucking continent. This is where our goddamn fighting is needed. We're at a turning point in America. This bill is crucial, and history will look back on it and say, did America fail itself? Schumer told Morning Joe, we only fail ourselves if we continue to fucking throw, well, it ain't even money, but throw the idea of wealth every fucking country in the fucking world where our own people are living under goddamn freeway underpasses in the winter with little hungry fucking children. What a sorry ass bunch of assholes we are. I'm going to condemn this too, by the way. If we don't aid Ukraine, fuck Putin. They don't. This ain't fucking like goddamn me sitting here in Oregon and something happening in California. It's on the other side of the fucking ocean. None of our goddamn business. Throw everybody out of here that doesn't belong here back to their fucking country. Every fucking Russian, every fucking German, every fucking goddamn Mexican, every fucking goddamn Honduran, every fucking goddamn El Salvadorian, every fucking Chinaman. Throw them the fuck out of here and watch what a wonderful fucking place we have. Then we start enforcing our fucking law. We make our law fucking what it's supposed to be, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this land. And we start prosecuting our lives under it. And we start hanging the fucking traitors who tried to take this fucking country away from us. You watch how fucking wonderful it is. You won't even be able to stand on the fucking ground. You'll be so goddamn happy. Is Schumer blackmailing the public? Scott Adams committed. That's what it sounds like. No, you're not Schumer because you ain't going to fucking do it. I mean, you fuckers stand up there and you keep telling us what you're going to fucking do. And I know you're not. Fucking try it. See what the fuck happens to your ass. I mean, you've talked and talked until, you know, fucking, it's just getting fucking boring listening to you fucking run your fucking mouth, you fucking kike son of a bitch. There's a fucking video on down the page here with him, you know, talking about this. And he talks about how his name Schumer means guardian of Israel. Well, what the fuck are you doing in our goddamn, well, it ain't our government. You're in the corporation. I guess I'm going to condemn it. The Senate bill is a massive screw job that gives Israel and Ukraine $74 billion while our people are fucking going hungry. Can't afford fucking groceries. You been to the grocery store lately, by the way? Fucking sticker shock at fucking the dollar store. Goddamn right. Fucking yeah, give them motherfuckers some more of our fucking goddamn money. I seen a fucking video the other day showing our fucking highway going down the air and then one in fucking Ukraine. They got our fucking shit. These motherfuckers have got our fucking stuff, man. I don't know how it was, but when you were a little kid, I mean, I was a Sharon little kid, but you didn't take my fucking toys away from me. You did that, we had trouble. They're taking our shit without our fucking permission, handing it over to these foreign fucking national, Nazi Kanaza Jew motherfuckers, and we're fucking just supposed to, you know what? Three times one program, I don't know if I really should. I'm going to condemn this. $74 billion in exchange for $20 billion to throw open America's borders to record immigration, yeah. That's what they'll do with it, too. That's what they want that $20 billion for the border. I mean, fucking people are trying to put a halt to it. Well, no, they're not. That trucker convoy was a fucking farce, a total fucking farce. It was exactly what I thought it was as soon as I fucking heard it. It was just like the last fucking one. They were asked the other day, what are you going to do now? Well, whatever God tells us to. These are the same son of a bitches that came to Galice. These are the same son of a bitches that went out there to fucking Mahler, that went out there to fucking Bunkerville, and they're doing the protests. And these are the ones that protested, and the ones that are, you know, like in the Idaho fucking goddamn legislature and what might have you. These are the fucking ones with some bucks. If they could just get, see, they always had the fucking power. They loved the BLM. They created the BLM. That let them fucking take huge hunks of fucking land that belonged to the people and keep the people off in it so that they could fucking feed their fucking cows and make a fucking fortune. Well, fuck you, you son of a bitches. And just like I said, it's like the Tea Party. They're trying to take over. This movement has no fucking name. This movement is fucking enforcing the Bill of Rights. Are you going to come out and say that, Trumpy? I'm the forcing. They said, remember when they said they're going to change the Republican Party to the Tea Party? And when they really got in there, because they go in, they got the bucks, you see, and then they set up fucking little centers as they're going along in these states. And then they start panhandling is the best I can give you. Panhandling all the fucking money they can and taking control of the fucking narrative. But there ain't enough of you fuckers. 2000s. Are you fucking raised? I bet you there's a lot of people shitting their fucking pants over that one. They can say, well, when they ask them about it, well, no, it was all right. You got bullshit. I bet you shit your fucking pants when you've seen how few people showed up for your stupid ass fucking, I love the fucking enemy. I want to take care of the enemy. I don't want to get in the way of the fucking invasion. We just came down here to get you guys to go out and vote. Go out and be stupid again. Go out and commit treason against your own fucking people. Anywho, we're going to take a break and we'll be back in a few minutes. Ah, fuck. What are you going to say?
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and all from a snake. The barkeep, he warned them, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Oh, Sam runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind. Thank you. here with good in your heart, you'll be on your way. Oh, but I'm not the one here who judged another man's sin, or made strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Oh, the strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe from the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to From the Trenches World Report and hit that donate button. Your donations are reported and by God needed. I'm your host Henry Shively, and it is 12:45 Pacific time, and that was Strong the Wind by, what's I got to go over here? Strong the Wind by the Steel Woods. That's who did it. Anyways, back to the fucking propaganda. There's Chucky Schumer. He says in that you go watch the video, and he says straight out, I represent Israel. That fucker should be fucking hauled out of there in fucking chains and then taken over and put up against the fucking wall. I mean, that's a confession of fucking goddamn espionage against we the fucking people. You don't fucking come here represent another fucking country. But of course, they're all fucking international corporate mafia. There's only one way to take care of a corporate mafia, and you got to take all care of all the motherfuckers at one time, and that's a fact. You got to go at it with them. Fucking bastard. 53 million New York City illegal immigrant prepaid debit card program. Well, why the fuck not? Why are people, you know, my son sent me some pictures last night of the a Safeway up there in Forest Grove. And I'm telling you, the freezer part, empty, not one motherfucking thing in it. And there was another frozen food part, empty, not one motherfucking thing in it. And that's what you're seeing more and more everywhere you fucking go. But I mean, hey man, these illegals, they got to eat, man. This is a fucking video, so I can't fucking play it because we don't have it in MP3. Jake Sullivan refuses to rule out U.S. airstrikes inside Iran. I'm sure you do. That's a fucking scumbag Schumer again. I'm sick of looking at his face. Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Sunday refused to rule out direct U.S. strikes, airstrikes inside Iran while discussing the widespread bombing the U.S. launched in Iraq and Syria on Friday. That's how it is, isn't it? I mean, fucking something happens over here, you bomb over there. But I mean, the bottom line is, it ain't none of our fucking business. Why are we fucking expending our goddamn people's fucking wealth while they live under bridges, hungry, our little kids fucking dirty? These are fucking regular fucking folks that were fucking middle class. And don't tell me, oh, there's jobs, jobs, jobs. My fucking ass, if you're an illegal. You don't even have to take a job. They'll just give you a fucking goddamn food card. They'll give you a fucking motel room. That's what the food cards were for. The ones that were, you know, living in the goddamn hotels were paying $800 a night for. They didn't like the catering. So they gave them cards that they can, you know what they're going to do with them. They're going to fucking, it'll be a fucking shit. Just another fucking scam that empties the lint out of your fucking pockets. It'll stop when we stop it, people. Not until. Don't make no fucking mistake. Appearing on CNN State of the Nation, Sullivan signaled the bombing campaign is not over, saying the U.S. is planning more actions. When asked if the U.S. has ruled out launching attacks on Iranian territory, he said, look, sitting on a national TV program, I'm not going to rule in and rule out any activity anywhere. You fucking do it. You go to war. This is what they fucking want. This is how you can tell how they're losing, how far back on their heels they really are. Nobody's buying your shit. You got 2,000 people. I don't know if you're going to be able to have a fucking vote, are you? I mean, you can let all the illegals vote, but if everybody, American national, fucking absolutely unregisters to vote, I mean, I don't care if it's a pitiful 2,000 that don't. What the fuck? It's going to tell you something, isn't it? It's going to say, we're not playing this game no more. Vote what you fucking want. Write down what you fucking want and then enforce it if you can. The U.S. launched the strikes in response to the drone attack that killed 3 U.S. troops on a small base in Jordan. Okay. On the Syrian border, the U.S. blamed Iran for the attack because it arms the Shia militias. So everybody the United States arms, when they fucking attack somebody, we're fucking responsible. That includes that genocide in the Palestine. The Palestinian little children getting their arms blown off, pregnant women getting blown up, people getting shot down like fucking animals running down the street. That's the blame on us. I mean, we're providing the fucking weapons, aren't we? Giving them to them. The U.S. blamed Iran for the attack because it arms Shia militias. The U.S. believes we're responsible, but acknowledges it has no evidence Iran was involved. Well, let's bomb them. Let's get another. We need more fucking war. You need a war forever if you're going to steal the fucking resources of the fucking country down to the last goddamn, like I said, the lint in our pockets. When announcing the strikes, the U.S. Central Command said it targeted Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, CUDS, force, and affiliated militia groups. Direct U.S. attacks on Iran personnel risk provoking a major war with Iran, but so far there's no indication the U.S. bombing killed any Iranians. In Iraq, the Popular Mobilization Force said 16 of its members were killed in the strikes. The PMF is a coalition of Iraqi militias that was formed in 2014 to fight ISIS. The PMF is officially part of Iraq security forces and fought on the same side as the U.S. in major battles against ISIS. I can't remember what it was in 1984, but our enemy in the West was our friend. And then the next week, the West is our enemy, East is our friend. This is fucking training like a fucking dog. Roll over, stand up, sit down. Damn, it's dry in here. Sullivan was asked if the U.S. strikes killed any members. Sullivan also claimed the U.S. Does not seek a wider war. No, hell no. That's why you're over there bombing people without declarations of fucking war. You're not looking for no fucking trouble. You just want to expend some fucking goddamn ardent so that you can go order some more and fucking take some more money out of the fucking, well, take some more food out of the fucking, you're into the middle class now. Take some more food out of the people's fucking children's mouths, you son of a bitches. How much of it are you going to take, America? How much are you going to take, individual free sovereign nationals? You going to want your kids to go hungry? You going to want your bellies bloat from no fucking food? Or are you going to wipe these motherfuckers out and put things right so that you can fucking live a life again? I don't know. I used to fucking, when I first started doing it, I said, man, all you got to do is just fire them up, man. There's plenty of goddamn reason to do this. And all they have to do is just know that we're enforcing the law. I mean, we're not like insurgents or anything. We're just enforcing the fucking law. And people would jump on it. But man, when I was seeing what I see is fucking cowardice is all I can fucking say. Cowardice, pure fucking cowardice. Sullivan was okay. Let's see, so there we were. Okay, so that's about the end of that bullshit. Let's see what else we got. Da-da-da-da. There's fucking Chucky Shoima on fucking MSNBC. That's what your fucking internet, your free internet, your public square has been turned into by the fucking Jews and the communist Chinese and fucking Barack Obama, who handed your fucking internet over to his Chi-Com fucking comrades, huh? King Charles and close friends raped hundreds of children, exposed New Testimony. Well, yeah, they did. I mean, we talked about this before, and they talk about it in this article. This has been going on since the beginning of fucking time. These elitist, sick motherfuckers, once you get to where you can have everything you want, nothing excites you. There's no goal, you know. I'd sure like to have one of those, you know. I'm going to work towards that, and then when you get it, the feeling you got, and then you want something else, you know. But these motherfuckers, they can have any material thing they fucking want. Just get it. And now there's the point to where they want to own people. Then after they own people, then they want to do fucking sick little things to little fucking children. Pedophiles. Fucking perverted, fucking sick son of a bitches. That's all they are. They're all that. King Charles is certainly not a fucking exempt. This is from People's Voice. You can join them and you can make money off this fucking misery. Get on it. King Charles has been implicated in the massive decades-old pedophile ring at an elite British boarding school, according to revelations by a former student and whistleblower who has blown the lid off a horrific scale of the elite chosen vice. That's just a chosen vice. It's just a vice, raping little kids. According to an award-winning journalist who attended the school as a boy, children at the elite school are routinely beaten, harassed, raped, and driven to suicide. Eventually, with pedophilia, all roads lead to Rome, in this case, Rome's latest incarnation, the British royal family, who, in the words of Stevens, regularly visits Aldenham school to feed on children. Before we dive in, here's your subscription. Here's where you can make some access and exclusive. Make some fucking money off this fucking misery. Don't fucking support the fucking people who are telling you you're listening to CNN. Instead of when you turn it off your TV, they put it back in your fucking face. These motherfuckers that are doing these goddamn articles, when they get off their programs and their $100,000 million fucking sets, they go get in their fucking Porsches and they go through their penthouse apartments. This isn't the fucking people. We're not the people that lady was talking about. She was talking, like she said, the fucking poor people, the fucking old people, the old people who gave from their Social Security checks, the poor people who waited for their check who couldn't afford the fucking food they were eating. They gave. Give to these motherfuckers. See where it takes you. It'll take you where it's always taken you. Right to the goddamn bottom and straight into fucking goddamn hell. Chris Stevens is an award-winning journalist who has also excelled in the fields of architecture and design. He also worked with Steve Jobs before he died. Boy, he's got to be a good guy. The man has had a successful life and career and now is risking it all to blow the whistle on the corrupt and depraved British royal family. No, I think this is just a we're being desensitized from this, people. We fucking should have attacked and ripped these motherfuckers apart like goddamn wild animals. But every day, you know, I'm condemning that. It's already been condemned, so don't worry about it no more. If they're raping little children, if they're blowing their fucking arms off, if they're blowing their legs off, if they're cutting them up and selling them, don't fucking worry about it. It's done, been condemned, okay? You can feel good about yourself.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
The people are desensitized, and their morals have been flushed down the toilet a long time ago.
Salute. You're absolutely correct. Man, I never thought this country would ever be like this. This is just astounding to me. When I was young, you know, I was always in the in fighting the fucking system. That's the truth. I feel like I fought all my fucking life. But I always thought the people, you know, they weren't informed. They didn't know, so they didn't, you know, do anything about it. They know. Nobody can claim. that, just like this guy, you know, the Freedom Convoy, we're bringing light to what's going on at the border. That was one of the funniest fucking things I ever heard in my life. We're going to bring attention to it so people know what's going on down there. Oh, I'm here to tell you, buddy, we know what's going on down there. You have no intention of doing anything about it. You think that fucking Lord fucking goddamn, not Lord Biden, but Lord Trump is going to remove one fucking slave laborer from this fucking country? When he gets in, there will be deportations. You know, the ones that he deported last time, and then fucking his buddy Biden flew him right back in here. The rapist, the fucking goddamn drug dealers, the murderers, the worst of the fucking worst. That's all that Trump deported during his last fucking, I won't call it an administration, his last turn at the fucking wheel serving King Chuck. But that's who he, because I listened to him when he was talking about it. There's going to be deportations. Then he started talking about the drugs being brought in and the traffickers, you know, the child traffickers, the human traffickers. And that's what we're going to focus on, because we don't want to focus on that little son of a bitch that's coming over here and will take your fucking $30 an hour job for fucking 10 or 5, because then the government will fucking give him fucking tax credits for his 10 kids. They will give him subsidies, food stamps, fucking free schooling, the whole fucking nine yards. And by the time it's all over, he'll be getting $30 an hour, and some other poor son of a bitch in America will be paying for it. We're out there working their asses off to take care of other fucking people's bullshit when they're too fucking worthless to take care of their fucking selves. Brothers, anyway, I'm pretty
sick. They're giving us $30 an hour, and they're giving us $10 an hour.
Yep. Yeah, you're hearing it. Well, by the time, like I said, even if they go to work for $10 an hour, by the time they get all the subsidies and then with the child tax credits, I mean, when it comes to tax time around there, I see it. These people are, they can't speak a word of English. They're driving brand new fucking cars. And I mean, fucking, I see the people that work for a fucking living, they're driving cars that are 20, 30 fucking years old, trying to keep them going long enough until they can fucking afford to get another 20 or 30 year old car with 200, 300,000 miles on it. That's what I fucking see. And I see all these fucking foreigners fucking, they got brand new fucking cars and loaded down with fucking 10 fucking kids. You imagine with 10 kids, the tax credits these bastards get. I mean, they get $30,000-$40,000 fucking dollars just for bringing their fucking, their leavings of their fucks up here for us to fucking goddamn, we have to educate them. And then we have to pay them for just fucking having the little bastards. $30,000-$40,000, they're driving nice fucking cars, while the people who are having to pay for those fucking cars are driving 30-year-old fucking pieces of fucking junk. That's how this goddamn country's working, and that's how it's going to work until the people stand up and grow a fucking backbone. If you ever do. If you don't, yeah, it's only... Go ahead.
I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot, better half is in shopping. Up adjacent to me pulls a brand new van. 8 young bucks, Mexicans, fighting age, yeah. Jump out, and I mentioned that to the better half when she got done. She said, well, they were inside. Shopping yep. cart half filled up with meat.
You goddamn right. You can eat bugs, though. You know, I mean, God, this couldn't be more obvious. Hey, people, I mean, telling you we've been betrayed, if I have to tell you you've been betrayed, you are a dumb son of a bitch. That's all I can tell you. But, yeah, I hear you, brother. I see it all the time.
There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, yeah. More than they're admitting. I mean, it won't be long. They'll outnumber us in our own fucking country. I mean, for the United States to be invaded just seems impossible. But it has been already without firing a fucking shot.
Yep.
And it's just because the people are fucking cowardly. That's all I can say. We have the right to fucking defend our goddamn borders. We have the right to defend our rights. But, man, between thinking about it and doing it, I mean, is a whole different fucking thing. You got to put yourself to the hazard. And these young, you know, I'd hate to be a young person now, but by God, I'll tell you what, I'd fight for my kids. even if it cost me my life. I wouldn't shy away from it. I wouldn't call it anything but what it fucking is. It's a fucking invasion. It's a takeover. It's a fucking attempt to remove your fucking liberties, your fucking rights, and make a goddamn third world slave out of you.
You're talking about being down on your knees. We're down on our bellies crawling around already.
Oh, yeah, we're kissing their fucking feet, man. Get real. We're kowtowing like a goddamn Chinaman at the fucking, at the overlord's fucking feet. Yeah, it's fucking, we got plenty of people, we got plenty of guns, but I mean, if they can, whether they can come up with the nuts, and I don't, you know, they talk about all these reasons why people won't do it, you know, the plastic and stuff made them sissies. But I ate and drank fucking cheap shit just like you guys did the rest of my life. And I'll fucking fight them. I'll fight them right fucking now. Why won't you? What makes you, is life so precious as to be purchased at the, you know, with chains? I mean, would you live rather, I mean, living in chains, would you take that fucking life? I'm kind of a quality quantity kind of guy. You know, I don't want a lot of quantity of life if there's no quality to it. When the quality goes away, I don't want no more quantity. And the quality has gone to shit in this fucking country for everybody, even the young people. And a lot of young people know it, and they know they're going to have to fucking fight. It's the son of a bitches that fucking just go along to get along, bend with the fucking wind. Oh, there ain't nothing I can do about it. Yeah, because you're a fucking retard, and you don't know who you are. You don't know what you are. You've never shot a gun. You've never even been in a slap fight with a girl. You're a piece of fucking shit, and don't call yourself an American. Anyways,
hey, Henry,
yes, sir.
That 20-truck convoy that... did they ever go to the border, or did they stop at the ranch you were talking about?
They stopped at the ranch, 20 miles from the border.
That's as far as it went.
Yep, they didn't want to get in the way of law enforcement down there in the Border Patrol, see.
What a joke.
Yeah, only it wasn't funny to that. There's one video up at this lady. She's crying, and she's shouting, the lying motherfuckers, you know, they did it for steal money. They had blogs, and they went out, and they did it to steal money. And that's what we told everybody at the beginning. I mean, the trenches is hard to get to. I mean, they make goddamn sure of that. But the people here were sure as fuck told what it was right from the get-go, and it was exactly what we fucking said it was. And they'll go on, and they'll steal more money from old people. And, you know, the poor people, you can fucking, when the time comes, when the time comes and it fights, it'll be poor fucking people. These son of a bitches, we need to get rid of all of them. When we get rid of the fucking goddamn communists and the fascists and the goddamn capitalists, we ought to send all these fucking worthless son of a bitches who ain't worth the powder to take to blow their brains out and dump them on deportation barges and send them to Somalia. That's my fucking solution.
All righty, Henry, that's all I got. I'll turn you loose.
Well, you're right, brother. You're right down to the bone. Anyways, I don't know what else to say. The man's right. That's a word from the trenches.